It's truly exciting to be able to see some old friends this week, and also meet some people that I have heard a lot about over the years. I think we should somehow try to plan have a wedding every weekend. Would you join me for a prayer, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for being our loving Father and our faithful God. Would you ask you to help me today? So your word may be spoken. And it may be proclaimed in a way that's faithful to your message. And we also ask you to help us prepare our hearts. So we can better receive your word. So your word may take hold of our heart. And also take hold of our lives. We pray this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. So I remember that when I was still back at T4C, I took one of the classes. And in the first class, the instructor passed out a evaluation, self-evaluation form. And one of the questions was about how sure we are individually about our own salvation. On a scale 1 to 10, I thought about it for a little bit, not too long, and I put on 10.
在差不多从1到10的话, 你觉得你在哪里? 那时候我想了一下子, 我自己给, 10, 就是最高分。
And then after I finished my form, I kind of peeked over to this guy sitting next to me, looking at his form. And the guy that was sitting next to me, if you ask anybody who knows him, he'll tell you that he's definitely a man of faith. And I looked at his answer for that particular question. And he only put on 7. And I looked again. It was still 7. So then I came back and looked at my answer. After calibrating it somewhat, I decided to give myself a 6. Five is too wishy-washy.
5的话可能不太好。7,
no way. He's got a 7.
如果这个人是七的话，我想我大概就是不到七的标准。
But more seriously now, how do we know? How do we know we are saved?
所以我们怎么知道说我们已经得救了呢？
We're baptized.
我们是不是已经受洗了呢？
We come to church every Sunday.
我们每个礼拜来到教会。
Is that sufficient?
这就是表示说我们已经得救了吗？
Apostle John begs to differ.
可是我们看到这里，使徒约翰在这边就讲到比较不同的观点。
The first book of John was written around 90 AD.
我们知道说约翰一书大概差不多是主后80年到主后90年的时候所写的。
In the city of Ephesus.
然后他是在以弗所的这个地方写的。
And was written to all the Christians in the region of Asia Minor.
然后他对是对小亚细亚的这些基督徒所写的。
At that time, heresies have started making their ways into those churches in that particular area. And some of those false teachings can be gleaned from some of the earlier verses in the first book of John. For example, verse 6 of the first chapter tells us that these false teachers are saying that even if you walk in darkness, you can still have fellowship with God.
在比如说我们在这里面有一些章文里面，就他就讲到说，如果虽然你在黑暗当中行，你还是可以跟神有团契。
According to verse 4 in chapter 2, these guys, the false teachers, are saying that you don't have to follow God's command, yet you can still know Him, i.e., you can be intimate with Him.
在那个时候有一些异端就是说，虽然说你还在黑暗里。 或者是你不认识他，你还是可以不认识神，你还是可以跟他有很亲密的关系。
Verse 9 chapter 2 says that these guys are spreading that you can still hate your brother and still be in the light at the same time.
那些讲异端的人，他们说你虽然说你恨你的弟兄，可是你还是可以在行在光明中。
And these false teachings probably led to secessions in these churches.
我们看到说这些错误的教导，也就带就是这样错误的引导这些教会。
As pointed out by verse 19 in chapter 2, they went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us.
在第二章第十九节，他这样讲说：“他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的；若是属我们的，就必人就与我们同在。他们出去，显然不是属我们的。”
Well, obviously, John is talking about a group of people who left the churches.
在这里，我们可以看到约翰是怎么样讲到说，有一群人他们离开这个教会。
But I think it's more than just leaving the churches with these people that John's referring to.
我在想，这边约翰他不只是在讲说这群人离开教会这件事情。
I think he's saying that these people, even though once perhaps were considered as Christians, never really truly received their salvation.
他在这边在讲说，虽然说这些人表面上看起来曾在一段时间是自认为是基督徒，可是他们可能没有真正的得到救恩。
So put yourself in one of these churches.
所以你把你自己就好像如同自在他们当中一样。
So you've been hearing all these things from John.
所以你在这个时候，你听到许多从约翰那边来的信息。
And then, all of a sudden, so to speak, you start seeing people leaving.
然后你开始，你忽然间看到说，在中间有很多人离开。
And people who may have been in this church as long as you have, maybe even longer.
这些人可能在这个教会也一段时间，甚至于更长的时间。
And they'll tell you that they have discovered a new set of beliefs.
然后他们可能会跟你讲说，他们已经发觉到、发现到有新的、不同的这个信息。
Which happened to contradict with everything that this guy named John has told you.
然后这些新的信息可能是跟约翰所讲的信息是完全相反的。
So as you start to come to this church, that's only half as full as it used to be.
所以刚好你来到这个教会，而这个教会大概没有像以前那么多人的光景。
You have to be wondering, is the stuff that you've been hearing from this guy named John the real deal?
所以你可能会这样想说，你以前从约翰那边得到的这些信息，是不是真实的呢？
Does it really truly lead to salvation?
这些信息是不是能够帮助你真的明白救恩呢？
And how does one know?
那我们怎么知道呢？
So at this point, I think John wanted to assure the faithfuls.
所以在这个时候，约翰就希望能够借着这一段分享，能够帮助这些人，这些信神的人。
He did two things. He explained to them in straightforward terms what the differences are between the two groups.
所以他在这里第一点，他跟他们讲到说，这两组人当中有什么样的差别。
And then he gave them ground, the faithfuls, grounds for their own assurance before God.
然后他也跟这些信神的人，他们怎么样能够知道有得救的确据。
So with today's verses, John is basically telling the faithfuls that they can tell about their salvation from the way they love each other.
所以我们今天就像我们今天念的信息一样，就是从他们之间是不是 有爱就知道说他们是不是有神在他们当中。
And the way they love each other is the difference between the two groups.
他们是怎么样？他们是怎么样的彼此相爱，就成为这两组当中最大的差距。
My personal feeling is that, and I have to say, unfortunately, that the idea of loving one another is said often enough.It's sometimes it's becoming more of a plain vanilla kind of a statement for Christians.
常常我们因为常常很常讲说彼此相爱，而这个彼此相爱这句话就好像变成一个口头禅一样。
We treat it like brushing teeth at night.
我们可能就把它当作是在晚上刷牙一样的这么样子的，好像没什么特别的。
We know we should do it because it's the right thing to do.
我们知道说我们必须要应该要去刷牙。
But after all, it's not that critical.
可是可能不是那么重要。
We have not treated like it's a diagnostic tool for determining one's salvation for eternal life.
我们从来没有把这一件事情是不是有彼此这一相爱这件事情当做一个指引，是不是来看看说这个人是不是有救恩。
So to present his argument, John starts off by establishing an absolute reference on what love is.
所以在这个开始的时候，在约翰他在讲这一段的时候，他就把这个定了一个根基。
And in verse 8, John says that God is love, and that basically means that love is an essential part of God's nature.
所以在这第八节，他就讲到神就是爱，我们就看到爱这件事情，对神来讲的话，就是神的本质。
And then verse 7, John says that love comes from God.
然后在第七节他又讲到这个爱是从神而生的。
So what that means to me anyway is that this unique attribute of God, this love, is not being held tight or hidden away like a 2-year-old trying to hold on tight to his favorite toy.
从这里就很明显的看到这个爱不是像一个两岁的小孩子，他去紧紧地抓住一个东西，而是很自然地流露的。
This love from God manifests itself and is transferable.
这个爱是从神而来的，而且是很明显的可以看得到，而且是可以移转的。
So, God defines love.
所以我们在这里看到神给爱下一个定义。
And it can be transferred from God like.Heat can flow out of a warm cup of tea or coffee into a cold hand.
就好像是这个茶，一杯热的茶，然后它的这个热度是可以从茶移到我们的手，让我们的手也温暖。
So after defining love with the rest of verse 7, John basically says that everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
所以在这第七节，他就讲到说，因为爱是从神而来的，凡有爱心的都是从神而生的，并且认识神。
Now be careful, he's not saying that if you love, then you are born of God and come from God.
他这里不是说你如果爱的话，那你就是有神。
But what John is saying is that if you are born of God and know God, you will love because love has become an essential part of your nature.
而是当你是认识神的。你是由神生的，那你就很自然的就会有爱。
Now, when we are born of God,
当我们是从神而生的
，meaning that we have received our new birth from Jesus Christ，
那就是代表说我们有从耶稣基督那里接受到救恩。
This essential nature of God will then be passed on and will be imparted to us。
然后这是从神来的特质，它会从神那里移转到我们身上。
It's like this old Chinese saying, right?
就好像中国有一句话这样讲
A dragon produces dragon
龙生龙
Phoenix produces phoenix
凤生凤
And the mouse's kids know how to dig holes
老鼠的儿子被打洞
So I think that's the reason why that whenever our boys do something bad my wife will blame me because it's coming from my genes
所以就像是我的儿子如果做什么事的话 我太太总是埋怨说是我的基因不好
And conversely, if they do anything good, it's coming from her genes.
那理所当然，如果做好的话，当然是他的功劳。
So,
太太的功劳。
So if God is love,
所以我们知道说神就是爱。
And we're born of Him.
我们是从他而生的。
Then we must have that capacity to love as well.
他就给我们有这样子的能力去爱。
Now the second thing John said is about knowing God.
这第二件事情，这边约翰很清楚地讲到，就是我们必须要认识神。
Now, knowing God is not about obtaining factual knowledge of God.
在这里讲到的认识神，而不是知识上的认识神。
Many people now and in history know Jesus and God the Father.
我们知道说在很多人他们都认识在历史上的那个耶稣基督。
Judas knew him.
我们知道甚至犹大也认识他。
But I think what is being said here is not what you know, but how you know.
在这里他就讲到说，不是你知道这神而已，而是你怎么样去经验他，体验他。
So I think it's talking about, John is talking about knowing through your personal experiences.
在这里我们看到是要透过个人的关系，个人的经验去认识神。
Last September, we went to a basketball tournament in Chicago.
上个去年我们到芝加哥参加一个青少年的篮球比赛。
Early September.
是九月的初期。
But it was hot.
非常非常热。
Kind of 90 degrees, kind of like this past week we had in Twin Cities.
差不多就跟过去这个礼拜我们的所经验的这个天气一样。
High humidity.
非常的潮湿。
And we were in this gym.
我们在这个体育场里面
，no AC，
非常吵
，no windows，
而且没有窗户。
The only openings we had for circulation was these four small doors at the corners of this building.
唯一能通风的就是在这个gym， 就是体育馆的四个周围，它有一个小小的门。
And you have these 60-70 athletes that are constantly running and sweating.
然后你有大概有六七十个运动员，他们不断的在流汗，不断的在跑。
Not to mention twice the number that just finished running and sweating.
然后还有其他的人，他们已经刚好结束了他们的比赛。
And all the parents, the mothers that are sweating watching their kids play.
还有这些关心的父母亲们。
It was a hot environment.
非常非常闷热的一个环境。
A few months later.We went back and watched DVD that was recorded for some of the games that day.
在几个月以后，我们再回去再回想到，我们再看一下说我们以前比赛的这个 DVD 的话。
And we had people there that didn't go to Chicago with us.
我们也有一些朋友，他们没有他们虽然没有参与这个，跟我们去芝加哥比赛，可是他们也跟我们一起看这个 DVD.
So some of us were trying to.You know, tell them, explain to them that it was a tough day, like I was trying to do with you just now.
所以就好像是我们就想要跟他们分享一下，跟他们讲一下，说那天真的是很热，很难受。
I think they acquired the knowledge.
我想
that it was a tough day.
他们知道说是非常热的。
And I think they may even try to imagine by associating that with maybe another day like that in their lives.
他们可能也可以稍微想象一下，说那一天到底是什么样的情况。
But you can kind of tell from their facial expression and look in their eyes, they didn't quite get it how hot was that day.
可是你可以从他们的这个表情里面看到，他们可能没有办法体会到那天到底有多热。
So through this TV screen, all they received was a pretty sanitized version of what happened that day.
所以这个靠过这个电视这个传媒的话，他们就是可以得到一个比较浓缩版的
So we must know God through experiences. We must experience Him. And John 17:26 tells us what happens when we do come to know God through our experiences.
所以我们必须要第一手的经验神，第一手的经历神。
It says that I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them.
从约翰福音第十七章二十六节，他这样讲说：“我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。”
So making God's name known to us is synonymous to knowing Him.
所以让神的爱从我们这里面表现出来的话，也就是跟。
So what this verse tells us is that when we obtain the knowledge of God through our personal experiences, the love with which the Father has loved the Son would then be in us. So when we obtain the knowledge of God, that only comes from experiencing Him.
当我们靠着经历神而得到他得到这个机会认识他的时候
the love that the Father has for the Son within being us.
所以那我们就可以更清楚地领受到神父对神子的爱，我们就能够更清楚地领受到。
And that the richness, the fullness of that love will further equip us to love others.
神丰富的爱也就是能够更加地帮助我们，能够去丰富地爱别人。
So with this ability to love acquired from being born of God and knowing God,
所以当我们从神而生，而从认识神以后，我们就会有这样子的爱，能够去爱别人。
Loving each other should become second nature to us, just like it is with God.
所以，因为从神而来而认识神，我们就能够更多的爱别人，这就好像就是很自然的一件事情。
We know that because verse 11 tells us that we also ought to love one another.
因为我们知道从十一节他也这样教导我们说我们不只要这样做而且我们也要彼此相爱
This ought to is not saying that we should because we're under some obligation
在这里他就用的这个字叫也当那这个也当的意思就是说我们就是很自然的这样去做而不是因为我们被强迫去做
It's not saying that we love because we owe God something or we must work hard to be more like him
我们这个字它的用法就是说我们不是因为欠神什么事情所以我们必须被强迫去做而是我们就很自然的去做
It is saying that we ought to love because that is in our instinct
而是说我们应该要去做因为就神就给我们有这样子的本能
We ought to love like fish ought to know how to swim
我们会有这样子的能力去爱就如同鱼能够在水里中游这样子的自然
Fish don't get up one day and decide to go swim, they just swim
我们知道鱼不是有一天起来了以后就说哎，我今天可以游泳然后就开始游泳
We know how to love like birds know how to fly
我们能够有这样子的能力去爱就如同鸟有这样子的能力去飞
And we know how to love like Chinese know how to do math, right?
我们能够这样子的爱就好像很多中国人有这个特别的能力能够去做数学做得很好
We know how to love like those northern Chinese people know how to make the dumpling skins
就好像有一些北方人他们就特别能够会做饺子皮
Or like the people from Hunan know how to eat the spicy food
或者是湖南人特别会吃辣的东西这好像是一种本能
We ought to love because it's instinctive to us.
我们应当要爱，因为这是神给我们这样子的的这个能力。
Something we do without thinking, without planning, without any conditions.
这是我们就是很自然的能够去爱，而不需要怎么样子的计划，也不需要怎么样子的人为的力量。
That is just something we do.
因为这是神给我们有这样子的本能。
I've been on a few fishing trips with various families.
在过去几年当中，我有机会跟不同的家庭去钓鱼的这样子经验。
Time after time, I've seen brothers and sisters' kindness being put on display.
好多次我都看到弟兄姊妹他们真的是彼此相爱。
In situations where they're assigned tasks, that you will see brothers and sisters jumping in to help out even though they're not assigned that task.
在常常我们也看到虽然说我们有规定说什么人什么时候做什么事情可是常常也看到弟兄姊妹在不是他们应该做的时候他们就很自然地流露地去做这些事情。
And when work is not assigned, there is never a shortage of volunteers who want to jump in and help out.
虽然有的时候没有规定说什么人要去做什么事情我们可以看到有很多人他们就很愿意的自动的自发的来做这些事情
Kitchen is never short of cooks or dishwashers
我们看到说在厨房常常就有很多人愿意自动的来帮助我们煮东西或者是清理这些杂
People will give up their rest time to help clean fish so everybody can enjoy
有一些人就会放弃他们休息的时间然后帮助我们把鱼清理干净所以我们能够享受美好的鱼
Instead of doing their own fishing people will spend valuable timeon the boat to help set up other people's poles or help a 7-year-old or 8-year-old, 6-year-old untangle their lines.
所以有些人他们会放弃自己钓鱼的乐趣而帮助其他的小孩子帮助他们怎么样钓鱼或者是帮助他们解开这个鱼的线。
People born of God and know him, they just know how to love.
我们知道说由神而生的人而认识神的人他们就是知道说怎么样来把神的爱展现出来。
Okay, so what would happen if we don't love? Is there any wiggle room in this thing? The verse 8 tells us that whoever does not love does not know God. And actually, verse 6 from chapter 4 tells us what it means not to know God. It says that whoever knows God, listen to us, and he who is not of God does not listen to us. So the two opposing subjects that verse 6 is trying to contrast is people who know God and people who are not of God. So people who are not of God must be those who don't know God. So if you combine verse 8 and verse 6 together, it kind of goes like this, that if you don't love, then you don't know God. If you don't know God, then you're not of God.
所以我们就可以看得到说，如果你不认识，不，你不听从神的话的人，就是不是属神的人，那你就没有爱。
Now up to this point, one could argue that the whole John's presentation is based on the premise that God is love, and love comes from God.
所以我们这里可以看到，约翰他不断的讲到，他有一个假设点，就是神就是爱，而且这个爱是从神那里而来的。
And that's why in verses 9 and 10, John went ahead and described why God is love and how he manifests his love for us. And along the way, provides a perfect example for us to follow. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we may live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So God forgave us and sent his Son to die for sins that we committed against him, so we may have eternal life. How anti-common sense is that? And there must be things we can learn about love from this particular event. And I will start with forgiveness. Keep in mind that John is talking to a group of believers. And they probably knew each other and probably served with each other. And quite possibly there have been bad feelings along the way. And so loving starts with forgiving. Let's not kid ourselves. It's pretty hard to love if we cannot rid ourselves of every smallest bit of ill feelings we have for people. It's much easier said than done, I know that. We have to come to God and ask for His grace. If we don't, we can try to love as much as we want, but it won't sustain, I don't think. So we first start with a clean slate. Lots of times I stop there, thinking that, man, it's a lot of work already to forgive somebody who has already sinned against me.
宽恕别人的话，就已经是很多，就已经是很了不起了。
But I don't really need to do much more than that.
常常我觉得说，我是不是就应该在这里停下来呢？不需要再做更多的事情。
But that would not be complete in God's eyes.
可是，在神的眼光来看的话，这不是完整的。
God not only just forgave us, but He also sent His Son into this world.
神不只是宽恕我们的罪，而且他也差派他的儿子来到这个世界上。
So to me, what that implies is that loving requires action.
所以这也就是代表一个，当你爱一个人的时候，你必须要有行动的付出。
Just like First Book of John, Chapter 3, Verse 18 says, "Let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth."
就如同约翰一书第三章十八节，他这样讲说：“我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。”
Love is doing something practical for somebody.
当你爱一个人的时候，就很实际的，你就会去为那个人做些什么事情。
It gets a little bit harder from here because action typically involves sacrifice.
在从这里，在演出衍生来讲的话，我们知道说会越来越难，因为当我们要付诸于行动的时候，常常也代表说我们必须要有一些牺牲。
Sacrifice is not sharing access or things we can easily afford to give up.
当我们做某一方面的牺牲，而不是说我们有多余的，然后我们就可以给别人给一些。
Sacrifice is sharing things that we perhaps don't really want to give up, and if we do, it would impact us in a kind of uncomfortable way for us.
而这个牺牲的话，就是说我们本来不是想要给的，而是我们会造成我们一些某一些程度的不方便，然后我们愿意这样付出。
The things we sacrifice certainly could include material things.
这个我们牺牲可能是在物质方面的牺牲。
It could be our time.
也可能是时间上。
Our time with our family, time for ourselves.
或者是跟我们的家人，或者是我们自己的时间上的牺牲。
Or maybe our pride.
或者是我们也必须要谦卑下来。
But sacrifice is made without any expectations for return.
常常这样子的牺牲的话是。你没有求有任何的报酬成为代没有以当作回报。
Because clearly Jesus did that.
因为我们看到耶稣就是这样子的榜样。
Now the hardest part of this whole thing, I think, is that the sacrifices are often made with the purpose of benefiting those that have sinned against you.
常常这样子的牺牲是为了要帮助那些得罪你或者是有对你有犯罪的人。使他们能够得着益处。
But that was exactly why Jesus have come to this world to be crucified.
这也就是为什么耶稣愿意来到世上被钉在十字架上。
He came to sacrifice himself for those people who have sinned against his Father, so the sinners may have eternal life.
就如同他来到这个世界上，他牺牲了他自己，然后而且这些人是因为他们犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，然后他愿意为他们做这些牺牲。
Now benefiting people could mean just a wide range of things.
我们知道说，牺牲然后能够帮助成就别人，可能是代表有很多的事情。
It could mean meeting people's physical needs.
可能是帮助别人在物质上的需要。
But it could also mean encouragement.
也可能说就是一种鼓励别人。
Encouragement for brothers and sisters.In the form of celebrating their progress, say in spiritual growth.
可能就是说，也鼓励他们在属灵上有成长的时候，我们这样子的劝勉他们，这样子的为他们高兴。
Or for that matter, any improvements in their lives.
或者是他们有什么样子进步。
Or just simply rejoice in people's goodness.
或者是我们就是因为他们有这样子的美好良善。所以我们就这样与他们高兴，与他们欢心。
In spite of all their obvious flaws.
无论是他们有做什么样子的错误的话，我们还是为他们而高兴。
Forgive or forgiveness is needed.
我们知道说我们必须要宽恕。
And then with the act of sacrifice to benefit others will be something that Jesus will want us to do.
然后我们也能够用行动来表现，就是愿意为别人牺牲。
John Williams and James Harris were two missionaries that were sent to this chain of 80 islands in South Pacific in 1830.
在1830年的时候，有两个宣教士叫 John William 跟 James Arias， 他们是被派到南太平洋的80个岛屿群里面。
And these islands had no prior Christian influence before these two arrived.
在这两个宣教士来之前，在这一个群岛里面是没有，他们是不认识任何基督徒的。
And these two Christians were killed and actually eaten within minutes after they arrived at one of these islands.
当这两个宣教士来的时候，他们很快就被杀了，而且也被吃了。
And 30 years later, John Patton and his wife went to one of these islands as appointed by their mission.
在几年以后，另外一个宣教士又来了，他叫 John Patton， 他跟他的太太在一次再到这一个群岛的时候。
And about 3 months after they arrived, his wife gave birth to their first kid.
当他们来到这个群岛的时候，三个月以后，他的太太就生产了他们第一个小孩。
And 19 days after that, the wife died.
然后在产后19天，他的太太也去世了。
And about a month after that, the newborn died.
然后一个月以后，他的出生的儿子也去世了。
But John stayed.
可是约翰他这个宣教士他还是继续的留在那个地方。
He stayed for decades.
然后他不断的在那边，甚至留下来好几十年。
Now about 85% of the population on these islands will probably tell you that they're Christians.
可是从现在的话，大概这群群岛里面的人，他们会跟你们讲，他们大概有85%的人是信神的，是认识耶稣的，是基督徒。
Now this outcome clearly took loving sacrifices from many Christians over the years.
我们可以看到说，这样子的改变是因为有许许多多的基督徒，他们愿意白白的这样子的牺牲，为爱的牺牲。
And John Patton was certainly one of them.
然后我们可以看到 John Patton 也就是其中的一个人。
Now, loving each other in the church can sometimes be a real litmus test for our capacity to love as well.
在一个教会来讲的话，这个彼此相爱的话是一个很重要的一个，可以说是一个指标。
I don't think we need to be concerned about being eaten by other people in this church.
这个教会我想应该是没有食人族。
But people are different.
可是因为每个人是有不同的长处。
People are built to have different opinions.
每个人有不同的意见。
And they do things differently.
他们也有不同的做法。
And sometimes they say things that are just plain irritating.
有时候他们讲的话可能对你来讲是不太顺耳的。
However, we need to keep in mind that these differences may be exactly what God has in mind for us as far as polishing our abilities to love each other.
在这里的话，我们必须要常常的提醒我们自己，这可能是神要我们。他把这样子的人放在我们当中，是要我们能够不断的激励我们去更多的爱，彼此相爱，彼此包容。
So next time, if we must disagree on the topic,
所以下一次如果我们有在某一个点有不同的意见的时候
，food, policy, candidates，
比如说是在食物上，或者是在教会的一些做法。或者是我们对某一个这个候选人有什么样子意见的时候
，or on specific ministry，
或者是在不同的使命不同的事工有什么意见的时候
，let's go ahead and disagree。
我觉得我们可以有不同的意见
，but that's a disagree in a way that we can be loving even when we are correct。
虽然说我们可以我鼓励大家，虽然说我们有不同的意见。可是我们能够有一个用爱的心，爱的不爱的这个心态，爱的关怀，能够虽然说你对你，虽然说你觉得你是对的，可是你有爱的这个关怀，能够去接纳彼此不同的意见。
So our love for each other makes it clear to people who are watching that, yeah, Jesus has indeed been sent by the Father.
所以就当我们这样子的做的时候，在旁边旁观的人能够看得到。因为我们有神在我们当中，所以我们有不同的展示的方式。
And at the end, the verse 12 tells us that God's love is made complete in us when we love one another.
在第十二节的话，它也就是讲到说，因为我们有这样子彼此相爱的心，我们就能够得以完全了。
Because this divine love is no longer bottled up, but rather it's extended to other people.
所以这个是这样子的话，这个神的爱就不只是在我们的里面而已，而且我们能够把这样子的爱传给别人。
And that verse tells us that at that time, even though God is still invisible, but we know He's in us.
虽然说神还是看不见的，是我们没有办法看到的，可是我们可以看得到说他在我们当中，他在我们里面。
We know that because the works of love are the evidence of our living faith.
因为这个神，我们就活活的把神的爱给展示出来。
As Paul says in Galatians, verse 6, chapter 5, For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
就如同在加拉太书第五章第六节，他怎么样讲？原来在基督耶稣。原来在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人发仁爱的信心才有功效。
Okay, so what that means is that when our living faith becomes evident as it expresses itself through love,
所以当我们的信心然后借着爱能够展现的时候，
people then will be able to see that the love we have for each other is the identifying marks of us being Christians.
所以在我们旁边周围的人能够看到我们的爱，就知道说我们是基督徒了。
They know we're the followers of Jesus Christ.
他们就知道说我们是耶稣的门徒使徒。
And just exactly like what Jesus tells us in John 13, 34 through 35, A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples.If you love one another.
就如同约翰福音第十三章三十四到三十五节这样写，我赐给你们一条新的诫命，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也当彼此相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Love is an essential part of God's nature.
我们知道爱对神来说是神的本质之一。
And He revealed it by sending His Son into this world.
他也就借着差派他的儿子来到我们当中，就这样子对我们明显的表达他对我们的爱。
And if we are born of him, have really experienced him, it is natural for us to love.
如果我们是由他而生，也认识他的话，我们应该也是很自然的能够展示这样子的爱。
And when we love like God has loved us,
当我们就像神这样子的爱别人的话，
we know that our faith is alive.
我们就知道说我们是活出真的。
And by that, our salvation is assured.
那我们也就更特别的、更确、更加确定说我们的得救。